Ever since it started out in the parks and block parties, freestyling has always been a key aspect of hip-hop culture. But as it morphed from the days where MCs were trading bars for fun, it became a highly pressurized scenario. Suddenly, every battle was recorded, while the radio freestyle became a proving ground for artists to let the world know that they were a rapper on the rise. Of course, not everyone sees it as a show of prowess. Some MCs have made a mockery of the whole thing. Others, such as Vince Staples, point blank refused to do so, seeing it as a way to basically dehumanize rappers.
I think the chubby
cut on
8 beats. I'm like, why am I rapping still? Cause like, I'm looking at this nigga Corey like, we f***ing songs up now. I don't got nothing else. I ain't finna sing a freestyle. This nigga got me rapping, cause I'm not finna be sitting there rapping for no white man for no hour, man. That's the auction block.
But for others who participate in this rite of passage, there are times where they either have a really off day or simply realize that it's an ability that isn't in their skill set, leaving some probably wishing that they had taken a leaf out of Vince's book. It's your boy Luesta, and these are hip-hop's biggest freestyle fails. And when it comes to rappers floundering in front of a live mic, it doesn't get much worse than Smoke Perp. One artist whose relevance brought him to the attention of Travis Scott's Cactus Jack Records, Smoke Perp was really on a roll for a few years, capable both in the booth and as a producer for other artists, including frequent collaborator Lil Pump. Perp seemed to have it all going for him. But when he made a fateful trip to Tim Westwood's Capital Extra show in the UK, he was about to get exposed as someone who really couldn't go off the dome. In a video ironically titled 40 Minutes of Fire, Perp did everything possible to lose any credibility as a real MC. And not only that, he made a succession of borderline disturbing noises in between his lackluster bars.
Ooh, I see and it's afraid to let go. Give me my perkies, boy, don't you let go. I know they say it's toxic and deceiving, but I know we can change. But I know that we can change if you give me one more chance. But I know that we can change when you need another chance. Oh.
At one point, Perp ran out of words to rhyme and just started mumbling, literally. But nothing gets worse than the part where he called himself a boner.
I'm a motherfucking boner. I got a motherfucking boner. Yeah, my effing fun of bus, I got a boner.
Switching from beat to beat, Smoke seemed to be under the impression that he was killing it, which he expressed on an IG live after the fact.
In the moonlight, in the spotlight, I don't really read it, but limelight. Niggas put me in the limelight. Niggas put me in the limelight. You can move me in the.
But the reality was that he was really flopping hard. And in turn, this has become such an infamous video that it serves as a reminder to some people that it could always be worse. I honestly come to this whenever I'm having a bad day. Then, his stupid lyrics get stuck in my head and make me smile at random points later. Thank you for this. If you've watched any of my other videos which featured the Florida rapper, you'll know that he isn't exactly adept at accepting criticism. And this time, he claimed that the fact that he was going over sacred beats from XXXTentacion was the real problem, rather than any lyrical deficits he had.
I also gotta realize, even the only X made me freestyle on Sad too. You know what I'm saying? I did not want to do that. I feel like I did not have the right to freestyle on Sad and Moonlight.
In Smoke Perp's case, you see a prime example of someone thinking they've got it on lock when nothing could be further from the truth. And unfortunately, this is something that happens to rappers from time to time. Just take a look at Iggy Azalea's offensive appearance on Sway in the Morning. By now, you have to be a really big Iggy stan to not accept that freestyling really isn't the Australian MC's forte. But beyond that historically bad 16 she delivered at Splash Festival, which felt like she was speaking in the language of creatures from Saturn, there are other times where she's really embarrassed herself. Take her appearance on the legendary Sway Calloway's show, where appropriation of the culture went way too far.
Give me a beat, Wonder.
A beat?
Give us a hot 16 if you can.
I cannot give you a hot 16 to this good ass beat.
You don't like that one?
Oh, no.
You know, I'll find you a beat. You want to do it a cappella?
Yeah, if you want me to tell you.
Let's go a cappella.
I'm about to tell you a little story.
Okay, good. I like that.
About a guy I was dating.
Oh, shit. We wouldn't know him, would we?
No, you wouldn't know. Of course not. You don't know anyone I date, boy.
Okay. Well, damn, I like this.
I'm very private.
Despite claiming she couldn't rap over such a hood-ass beat, Iggy then proceeded to deliver her raps like she was in the trap houses of Atlanta her entire life.
He got a house on the hill, sits in the valley. Said he trying to move on with life, but he still want to be a good daddy. So I sit in a ride cause I don't want us overlapping. She spending money on Mac, that's cute. I get checks from them in Paris. Better check my tax bracket. What you think was gonna happen? Nagging, now he's leaving. And y'all broke up like madmen. These exes, excessively hating on the next bitch. She no housewife, just desperate. I know you trying to let go, but accept it. Cause the whole world is watching. And the paparazzi is flocking. And we fly shit when we drop in. And we shut down your party.
The end result was a disgusted audience who were already wary of her deciding that she was a plague upon the culture. The fact that she tried to have a black scent her entire career was disgusting. She's not American. Using the term hood-ass beat and calling Sway boy, this ruined how I looked at T.I. Like, why the f*** would you take an Australian immigrant and allow her to embarrass the entire genre of rap? And with incidents like that, it's really no surprise that hip-hop collectively turned its back on her over time. But while what the fancy rapper did was genuinely uncomfortable to have to endure, other rappers' freestyle flops are just hilarious. At the beginning of his career, Drake was known for fusing his witty bars and clever hooks. At every opportunity, he was determined to show that when he put his mind to it, he could embody the essence of a classic MC. And right around the time his debut album So Far Gone was making waves, he got the chance to prove himself at one of hip-hop's most legendary freestyle platforms, the Funk Flex Show. Hopping into the booth without hesitation, Drake was initially flowing with exuberance, even if the BlackBerry in his hand took the freestyle aspect out of the equation.
And if your man get the stunting, we'll buy him out. Cause we be living with these other rappers lying about. Drizzy Drake, what? Funk Flex, Hot 9-7, I'm so gone.
And over time, it became clear that he was over-reliant on it as he gradually ran out of lyrics and did the utmost to cover it up. But all of his monologuing into the mic couldn't fix the problem.
That's how you feel tonight, Flex? Hold up. See, you called me off now. You called me all the way off now. Yeah. All right. I'ma get this. Hold on. Can we come back? Can we do it? Can we come back? Yeah.
Nice.
I can we hold on. I'ma get him. I'ma get him.
So crazy.
I promise I'm gonna get him.
Crazy.
I can't give him everything, Flex. Like,
no, you can't.
I can't give him everything because, you know, like, you gotta understand, this is my first. You want me to do it again? You want me to give him? This is my first, like, real time on the radio.
Bear in mind, this is long before Drizzy was ever exposed by Meek Mill for the whole Quentin Miller scenario. So, what was funny even back then has aged even more hilariously. When you text your ghostwriters and they don't reply? In Drake's case, running out of bars that were already being recited from a phone produced a real blotch on his record for hip-hop heads that wanted to see if he could really spit. However, this certainly isn't the only way to embarrass yourself. Because in the case of LA legend, The Game, the problem wasn't running out of bars, but recycling the same ones over and over again. Renowned for his unique name-dropping style and evident ability with the pen, The Game is arguably underrated as an MC due to the antics that overshadow his true work on the mic. But this isn't limited purely to his countless ridiculous beefs and drinking fake bottles of liquor on stage. For a while, The Game seemed to forget that the internet never forgets. Every time he was asked to freestyle, the Compton MC would repeat the same bars, word for word, regardless of the setting, all while putting on a show like he was coming up with them on the spot.
Black Wall Street in the building, Cosmic Cat, Philly, what up? Look, red rose, white ceiling. Nobody, no casket, just blood spilling. I ain't a dead president, but I love millions. They like Game, where you been? Shit, blood chilling.
Put this shit on YouTube, a world star, wherever the fuck niggas be putting shit. Check it out. Red rose, white ceiling.
No body, no casket, just blood spilling. I ain't the damn president, but I love millions. They like, game where you been? Shit, blood chilling.
Red Rose, white silk. No body, no casket, just blood spilling.
Understandably, this got him majorly clowned. And it has become a lasting meme surrounding him. Hey game, how have you been? Red Rose, white ceiling. But like many rappers who refuse to take an L, Game came up with an excuse, insisting that he didn't care.
Really long song that Kool & Gray had produced. It was just a point in hip hop where I was just going around and I didn't really give a fuck. Like every time somebody asks me to freestyle, as always do, yeah. I just say the one that on my head that just sticks. And that one was so dope to me. I just kept saying it and saying it and saying it. I can do whatever I want to do. Like, I can freestyle or I don't have to freestyle. At that time, I wasn't even that passionate about, like, rap or music, and, like, I was just chilling. I love it, man. But, I mean, that guy has a YouTube channel. He wants viewers. He wants clicks. Why not use me? I'm the biggest rapper in the world.
Are you the biggest rapper?
I am.
Considering how wealthy he already was at that point, maybe Game truly didn't feel like devoting time to producing new bars. But what really hurts is when you see a rapper give their all to a verse, only for someone to belittle it. And when it comes to radio hosts, the master of destroying an MC's self-worth in a matter of moments is undoubtedly Charlemagne the God. Whenever you come to the Breakfast Club and decide to spit bars, you already know that you've got a tough crowd awaiting you. But one man who found out just how savage they could be firsthand was Safari. Towards the conclusion of an interview, he decided it was time to further promote his upcoming project by delivering some bars, only for Charlemagne to make it clear that he felt they were horrible.
I'm feeling lyrical and biblical, sitting up on my pedestal. No matter how you see it, I'm the pinnacle. It's pitiful, you an imbecile. If you try to make it physical, you end up critical. Think it's subliminal, nigga, you not no criminal. Stereotypical, don't see me, I'm invisible. Okay, I'm switching up the pattern, stamina spasm. Combative, I'm a really flattened, violent assassin. Got God on my side, Christ with a passion. A bunch of mad ex, fatal attraction. Feeding y'all, that's a distraction. Rip it on any beat, that's an adaption. I'm running out of breath, I'm bringing it back in. Need my money up front, don't deal with a back end. Your pocket's on a diet, I'm calling you Atkins.
Nah, that ain't it, y'all.
You love saying that. We don't rap the same.
It's the same flow. I can't with y'all.
Among the most brutal put-downs in Breakfast Club history, Charlemagne took Safari's sense of self and dragged it through the mud to the point that people are still terrified by it to this day. When you rehearse that freestyle for countless hours with dedication and passion, only to hear, nah, that ain't it, y'all. I ain't never seen a man so disappointed in another man before. But where everyone felt a little sorry for Safari, there are other times where Charlemagne eviscerated an artist to the glee of those listening. One incident like this came back when a young MGK appeared on the show. As cocky and brash as ever, MGK spent much of the interview gassing himself up.
Did you watch the Rucker Park freestyle? I was on the basketball hoop at Rucker Park.
I haven't checked any of your music, sir.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, like, look, watch that. That's a legendary night at the Rucker Park. Like, I went there in Harlem with me and three of my Cleveland friends and took it over, shut down the entire basketball court, stood on top of the hoop in front of the projects, and made everyone shut the fuck up.
Noting that Charlemagne was unimpressed by all the bragging, he felt that a freestyle would be the ticket to garner his approval.
Motherfuckers calling my team Scarface, pushing that white boy like Tony, from the blocks to the island like Coney. Peep out, it's your bony young brother, came from nothing but a couple of pennies to one, two, a couple of millies. Now can you feel me? It's just that real biatch, Kale's biatch, taught to never snitch in sixth grade. I wouldn't even show and tell, biatch. I'm from the city where men is made. I had a daughter, now I'm trying to father a junior like it's 11th grade. Haters look in my garage like where the whip at? Haters looking around like where my click at? Right over there, making sure I profits avoiding the dispatch. Only thing that they moving is where my lips at, cause all that chit chat with me, nada. I'd rather stuff my pockets with these dollars till the Fetty make it burst like pinatas.
But with MGK pleading his case before Charlemagne even got the chance to say anything, he then wouldn't accept that it didn't entice the radio host the way he envisioned.
I don't see, like, how you can, like, listen to that and not, like, be like, that's...
It doesn't move me, man. Like,
alright, stop it.
He doesn't move me.
Let him listen to the album.
He's a nice guy.
Man, I'm not trying to hear that.
You're better than Yellow Wolf.
Nah, I'm not trying to hear that. You can't.
I saw potential in Machine Gun Kelly early on, so.
I'm just not satisfied with that, you have to realize though.
Everybody's just not gonna be into it. Like, that's just like.
No, but I understand that, but I'm not letting you not be into it. Like, there's just not gonna work.
That's dope. That's what you should want to do, make people believe.
For someone with an ego like MGK, that must have been a tough blow. But Charlamagne doesn't care who you are. In certain instances, he's even taken people who only rap for a hobby down a peg or two. Here, we have his showdown with Lakeith Stanfield. While visiting the Breakfast Club to promote his latest film, Lakeith took it upon himself to spit some bars. The only problem is Charlamagne really wasn't on board with them, and let that be known.
Mine's an isotropically balanced cipher. Suck on my siphon, longer than white men. Sound bites to your ink is how you turn into Tyson. Burning the mic, she's like a virgin that type that make tracks drip something burgundy like. Bill's looking right cause I don't make them, I don't break them, I make laws and burn down courthouses high off of baseball. Sliding in safe, this rape raw and infinite like my 96 Eminem and 8 balls. Pause.
All right.
That's it?
What you want, more?
You not impressed?
Nah.
You spit some.
I don't rap.
But rather than take it on the chin, this sparked a beef between them, which went on for a while. Eventually, it progressed to the point where Lakeith waved a gun in a video while pointing it to an image of Charlamagne.
You gon' think you lit it until you see that 4-5. Them set up poles in your section, do that shit for 4,000. DB blood steady spinning blocks, he jamming out the Zopan.
In response, Charlamagne claimed that he was in no way concerned for his own safety, yet wondered what was going on with Stanfield for him to jeopardize his career like that.
I was concerned for him. That's truthfully, I was concerned for him because I was like, what is this brother dealing with mentally and emotionally that he thought that was okay? And you're right, like for somebody like him who's in the position that he's in, like Lakeith is one of the most brilliant actors that we've ever seen. At least I think so. I think Lakeith is a brilliant actor. You know, I know a lot of people just know him from Atlanta, but you know, I've seen him in things like Sorry to Bother You, and I've seen him in things, you know, like of course, you know, the Fred Hampton movie stuff, but he's like a very, very talented actor. And you know, somebody like that who, you know, sky is the limit for in Hollywood, you know, it was just kind of like disturbing to see that brother doing that, because something like that could cost him a lot.
Speaking on rappers who received Charlamagne's feared Donkey of the Day award for a rapping mishap, Joe Budden knows all too well what that feels like. Despite his acclaim as one of the fiercest MCs in the underground, no one is incapable of a slip-up. And when Joe Budden decided to step into the battle rap realm against renowned Hollow the Don for the special Total Slaughter event, fans wondered if this was really the arena where his skills would flourish. And unfortunately, their fears would be confirmed when he started spitting.
You don't know none of his, you at a clear disadvantage, how the f*** you gonna win? That's when I grabbed my chin with a grin right there. Let's begin right there. That's the win right there. I mean, you brought this to fruition. You do that bait out there trying to fish. Well, be careful what you motherfucking wish, cause it's backwards where we going. For you, this is the moment of a lifetime. For me, this your lifetime in a moment.
Sure enough, it only got worse from there.
Had that coward sent to me. That bull will be red when I grab monster cans, send 5 from hours energy.
Before an exasperated Budden threatened to stop rapping entirely due to boos from the crowd.
But if he tied, son, you ass, another kid in doubt. I'ma wait till y'all finish. Y'all booing the hard shit. Talking all that gangsta, nah, chill, cause now I'm talking all that gangsta shit I do a lot of. Mad Crips, when I message, and stop my time when they do that, please. Thank you. Can I go? Got rap? I will stop rapping completely. And that's just it.
Still, Joey seemed convinced that he had it in the bag, leaving people baffled at how he viewed this attempt at battle rap as anything other than a complete failure. The amount of self-confidence Joe has for absolutely no reason is inspiring. But one person who wasn't about to let him escape the reality of his misstep was Charlamagne. who dedicated an entire segment of The Breakfast Club to roasting him for it.
Dog here today for Monday, July 14th, goes to our guy, Joe Budden. DJ MB and myself specifically told me he was going to lose. We even bet him a rack. We were very sure that he was going to lose that battle to Hollow to Don. Get washed the way I thought he was going to get washed. I thought he might even get the W if his light-skinnedness didn't kick in at the worst possible time. See, the first two rounds were pretty evenly matched. The third round came, and Joe Budden got emotional and displayed the most beige behavior possible. Emo Joe showed up. I got a quote Hollow to Don. You was acting like a bitch. Give Joe Budden the biggest heel.
In battle rap, one momentary lapse in concentration can destroy your whole momentum. So it's kind of hard to blame Budden for struggling in his first and only major trip into that lane. Because if you look at the legends of that world, even they slip sometimes. Hailing from Jersey, Suit Surf is among the elite in the battle rap realm. Over the years, he has competed with the best of them, picking up historic wins and dropping crazy rhyme patterns that make your head spin. But it doesn't always go out that way, as sometimes Surf gets lost with his bars. And what's even stranger is that he has a nervous tic every time it happens, by simply saying the word Jersey.
I've been well in Jersey.
Jersey! Damn.
So I understand how you feel about Shine.
Let's go.
Jersey. Look like Tory Doe. Jersey. I catch him slipping late with both ratchets while I'm coming in the... I'm out of here, man. Jersey.
For his fans, this is an agonizing thing to see when they know what he's capable of. That "I'm out of here" along with the Jersey is what makes it so sad to see. Surf is nice, but the confidence just be gone once it's gone. And at times, this is something that supporters of mainstream rappers can relate to when they see them make a real mess of a freestyle attempt or just can't conjure up any rhymes at all. During Kanye's incredibly heated trip to Sway in the Morning, where he famously told the radio host that he didn't have the answers.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Kanye.
I've been doing this more than you.
Kanye was also put on the spot and asked to spit some rhymes over Nine Inch Nails' Closer. To begin with, he seemed confused.
What you talking about, man?
I just put it in rap form.
Yeah, talk about what you talking about. Talk about them names, these corporations, this marginalization.
But it didn't get any better from there when he actually started rhyming.
I can make shit rhyme if I'm feel like, even if I don't. So I just might not, because I don't want, and I'm just gonna freestyle for the first time. With a freestyle that don't even go together. Oh. No rhymes. That's my new shit. Nothing rhymes.
Man, that was painful to watch. But Ye isn't the only goated artist to fail to live up to expectations from time to time. An artist who is often praised for going off the dome, we all know by now that Weezy is among the most accomplished artists to ever grace the mic. But like they say, every dog has its day. And a prime example of this is when he headed to Westwood's studio and left everyone dumbfounded for all the wrong reasons. After initially being presented with the idea of freestyling, Weezy asked to cut the beat.
I don't even know how to rap. They want me to spit. You ain't had no other question other than that? I just supposed to start spitting? I don't even want no music. You gotta hear what I'm saying. All those other things, it's just be, you know what I mean, distractions. What to say to you?
But even when he went a cappella, things didn't get any better.
Okay, welcome to the Carter, little shop of horror, bloody like a period, after DR, doctor, I'm a dog, yeah. Not Georgetown, but I'm a uptown hoyer. Like Malloy, no lawyers. I got that work, come be my employer. Freestyling, for you, no, for me. For me, no, only for money.
Given everything we know about Wayne, it's fair to assume that he was probably way too faded on that occasion. But while Weezy arguably had an excuse that time, there are some instances of freestyle flips that just don't make sense to anyone. And a few of them could be found in the ranks of the XXL freshman rollout. And when it comes to disasters during the annual event, no one had one quite like Coi Leray. When Koi was selected, there was already plenty of doubt about what she could bring to the table. And surrounded by artists like DDG, Moray, and others, she quickly proved that freestyling wasn't her strong suit. When the bars did come, she resorted to twerking instead. Yeah, bitch, you gon' get money, let's go. We got the money, shake it, sorry. Naturally, this got her a whole lot of flack. She couldn't think of anything to say, so she started to twerk. Damn, this be hitting different on mute. However, what's even crazier is that somehow, not everyone learned the lesson from this massive flop. Taking to the same platform, Philly rapper Too Rare hit the exact same escape plan when the rhymes weren't coming. Yeah, 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 hey, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And just like Koi, he got cooked for it. He got a B on the spectrum. He couldn't contain the zest any longer. Here, we see situations in which fans were shook about an artist not giving an opportunity its proper respect. But on other occasions, it's a rapper delivering a bar in a freestyle, which is way below their caliber. At this point, no one is here to argue anything other than the fact that Eminem is one of the most high-level rappers to ever grace the studio. Over the years, he has delivered countless incredible songs that are defined by his mesmeric ability to put words together in ways you'd never anticipate.
I got a beautiful wife, kids, and a gorgeous home. What would make me jump in the tub with a cordless phone? I'm straight vicious, I hit you with plates and dishes, leave you with 8 stitches. When I'm gay cause I hate bitches. It's only fair to warn, I was born with a set of horns. A metaphor is attached to my dang umbilical cord. Warlord of rap, little bastard with a 2x4 board. And smash into your Honda Accord with a 4-door Ford. But a mortar dropping an acapella, the chopper fella, the mozzarella, worse than a helicopter propeller. Got you locked in a cellar with your skeleton showing. Developing anorexia when I'm standing next to you. Eating a full course meal, watching you starve to death. With an IV in your vein, feeding you liquid Darvocet.
But as he grew older, his ability to freestyle like this seemingly faded away. And in one now historic moment of misfiring on the BET Awards, M delivered this hugely trolled couplet.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not.
Considering everything that M has accomplished over the years, people couldn't understand why he wouldn't have fine-tuned this line. So even his fans had no choice but to concede that it was an L. These SoundCloud rappers getting out of hand. Can't believe nobody in his corner checked him on this. They really all told him this was the move. In Eminem's case, you can at least see what went wrong. Intent on making a statement, Shady swung and missed. But where that is comprehensible, there are other freestyles where you'd straight up need to be on psychedelics to even try to tap into what they were attempting to say. Here, we have Haiti Baby's trip to the Bootleg Kev show. Following an interview, the Cali rapper decided to spit some bars. But things went left in a hurry, leaving fans wondering what on earth the plan was here.
Hi, 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 hi. I woke up top the mountain like a dragon. I was feeling real high. Feeling like I'm off the alcohol. I know I'm feeling tipsy. I'm a fucking bitch. I'm another pinnacle. I'm a cut up in a dream for the cool. I'm a pull up with the rope.
Sounding closer to a parody of a rapper on SNL than an actual MC, the whole thing left everyone that's ever heard it baffled, particularly when he floated between spoken word and everything else in between.
I'm so damn amazing, you thought I was f***ing blazing. Shh. I'm walking up, bitch, I'm a dragon, my pants tagging. I feel like Haitian Bin Laden, but I'm Aladdin. I might ride on my f***ing carpet. This shit is retarded, you know that I started. Shh, quiet, quiet. Haiti, you have to believe in your dreams, wise one. You are the chosen one. You are the champ, wise one. Do you hear me? Everyone will feel you. I'm gonna swallow the kids, Mike Tyson.
And by the end of it, even the hosts were left baffled as to how to respond.
All right. Well, it's definitely the most unique freestyle experience we've ever had.
As a result, it's now heralded as an example of what not to do when it comes to flowing live. This guy tried to do the main trick, ad-libs, sound effects, and guest appearances all by himself. Man, how do you ever recover from that one? As always, it's your boy Luesta, and I want to thank y'all for watching today's video. As always, I'll see you on the next one. Peace.